You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
What was the process of curating From Elsewhere like? And how did it differ, if at all, from other projects?
Well, From Elsewhere is the first in a new series of what we're calling dialogue exhibitions here at Te Uru. And it stems from my interest in making one and two persons shows. I enjoy the depth that you can achieve with artists and the conversations that you can have with artists when you work with them in those kind of more intimate ways. Yeah. So I guess that's the main difference from some of the larger group exhibitions that we've been doing. It's also not, you know, when I work with a single artist, you know, sometimes we're looking at surveying the practice. So we weren't looking at surveying the practices of either Newell Harry or Peter Simpson. It was more about bringing them into conversation, or bringing their practices into conversation as practitioners who are from two different places in the world, Peter being from here, Aotearoa, and Newell from Australia, but of South African and Mauritius descent. And so I guess that was the main difference, but it was really important to start with this dialogue because the very show is based on difference itself, about being what it means to be from elsewhere, hence the title.
How did you approach the curation process, you know, when we think about this collaborative aspect?
I like to work collaboratively as a curator. There are instances in which you don't, of course. There are instances in which perhaps you might just loan a work from an artist, and it's less based on conversation that leads towards somewhere. But my favourite way to make exhibitions is to have an open-ended conversation that lands us somewhere eventually. And there are risks involved in doing that, of course, because you don't always know what you're going to get. But I really enjoy the process, and I've had an enduring conversation with Newell Harry over many years, so I trusted that our relationship would land us somewhere really rich and interesting. I have only met Peter since I arrived in Aotearoa last year, but we have had that year to develop a relationship and to have that conversation. So I think all of the work in the exhibition is new, and that's quite an achievement. We didn't go into it expecting that Newell and Peter would produce all new work for the show. We did look at existing works as well, but that's just where the conversation took us, I suppose.
Do you think when you have that collaborative aspect, it sort of allows for scope for ideas to sort of fruit from those conversations that are being had?
Most definitely. I think there are some curators who like to distinguish between, clearly delineate what they do in the process from what artists are doing, but I've never had a problem with the artists that I've worked with. I like getting close to the artists I work with. I like understanding what motivates the practice and how I might be able to kind of offer feedback or provide a feedback loop at least. And so it is a collaboration, but it's just a kind of shared interest in working towards something. So of course, ideas that bounce back and forth, suggestions that are made, curatorial decisions that are made along the way. And it's a really delicate balance between honouring the practice as it currently stands, but also probing the practice so that artists can develop an understanding of their own work from outside of themselves.
Yeah, that's really interesting. Is there a moment that stood out to you in your collaboration with the artists, or anything that springs to mind?
So many moments along the way. I want to say, you know, what a great privilege it was to work with Newell and Peter. I have such respect for both of them. We already have similar interests in conceptual art histories. So we had that grounding to start with. So there wasn't really any single key moment. It was a combination of many eureka moments, I suppose.
Yeah.
But for example, in this exhibition, it is the Peter Simpson is often referring to architecture in his practice, how his work, which has a is a very important reflection on the way that Te Ao Māori looks back at Pākehā knowledge and kind of renders its tenets absurd because of that reflection.
Yeah.
Often how his work occupies architecture within the constructs of kind of neoliberal institutions is of importance to him, and so I'm really proud that we're showing his work, which is salvaged rimu, that is applied as skirting and architrave, that kind of occupies the entire perimeter of the room, kind of becomes part it's a site-specific installation. So I feel like that was a really interesting development for Peter to run an entire text, a philosophical text which he has developed, which is a critique of Pākehā knowledge systems, to run that for the entire perimeter of the gallery, I think is really interesting. Regarding Newell's practice, there were several conversations, but there was a really interesting development. He's often collecting objects throughout his travels, and we've presented a series of photographs of some of the kind of unremarkable detritus, essentially, that he's collected over the years on walks in Sydney. And we've photographed those and we've presented them in a folder. And that was that's been an important development for Newell's practice to think about the way that he catalogues the objects in his own collection, the way that they are then presented, because he's at a stage in his practice where he's thinking about the burden of how much stuff he has collected over the years, how best to present that stuff. And he kind of is always looking at those things, both through the presentation of objects themselves, which he's been doing in vitrines, but also the development of sculptural works, but also as a parallel photography practice. So I think we've combined those two important aspects of Newell's work into this folder presentation, and people have really responded to that. So I would say they were a couple of eureka moments along the way in the conversation, at least in terms of how the artists have come to develop new ideas and understandings about their own work.
Yeah, interesting, beautiful. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Well, just, I guess, a little bit more about the exhibition itself. So the exhibition's running at Te Uru until the 10th of November. We have a walkthrough that I will be giving with Peter Simpson next Saturday, the 5th of October. I believe it's at 11 a.m, but full details on the Te Uru website. I think the exhibition really is a really interesting look at the way that history, society, culture, etc., are influenced when we transport difference around the world, when we transport different language, different ideas, different cultures around the world, when they come into contact with cultures that are otherwise foreign to them. Conceptually, I feel like the exhibition has achieved what it wants, but it's a very rich and very dense exhibition. But I've really appreciated seeing people read the texts in the show, enjoy the exhibition, follow the stories. These two artists have such a have so elegantly traversed some very complex and dense ideas in their work. And I think that's the real power of art. It's really being able to bring that kind of an aesthetic experience or an intimate experience to an otherwise very complicated and rich and dense history. So I'm really grateful to Newell and Peter for doing that and bringing that to Te Uru.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.